It's the Steve Gerber Show. Scott Bertram here, filling in for Steve. Steve back on Monday. We've got snowfall on a cloudy day throughout much of Michigan today. Temptations released their second studio album on this day back in 1965. The Temptations' Sing Smokey, composed entirely of songs written and produced by Smokey Robinson, which isn't a bad decision to make. And this one was on the album. Not a bad tune, pretty big hit, well known. My Girl from The Temptations, released on this day in 1965. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. We're joined by Robert H. Bork, Jr., president of the Antitrust Education Project. You could also find more at borkgroup.com. He's on Twitter as well, at Robert_Bork_Jr. Robert, thanks so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show. Appreciate it. There had been stories about the potential sale of U.S. Steel to Nippon Steel, a Japanese company, and the Justice Department is looking into it. What should people know about this potential sale, and especially as it pertains to antitrust provisions?
Well, any time a major American company is possibly going to be sold to a foreign company, you know, the government should look at it and see if there's some risk to our national security, to risk to workers, risk to the marketplace, much like when we sold our uranium to Russia. Oh, wait a second. Nobody looked at that. That was Hillary Clinton authorized that. But seriously, if a steel company like U.S. Steel, a once great steel company, is on the block, well, we should look at it. On the other hand, and people are getting rather agitated about it. I mean, even Donald Trump agrees with Joe Biden that we ought to stop this. It's all about politics, really. You know, there's union vote is up for grabs. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump can possibly, get more union voters than President Biden in this election. So, again, the reaction to all that you're seeing now is all pure politics over good economics. The deal really isn't that bad. In fact, it will be good for American workers, I think, American manufacturing and the American economy. Remember, we need investment, and that's what this is. This is an investment by a very successful steel company in Japan. They want to pay a premium of $5 billion over the market capitalization of U.S. Steel. U.S. Steel isn't what your grandfather's U.S. Yes. Steel company. It was, and this could be good for innovation, good for workers. They're going to bring more technology to the process. They're basically going to keep the thing open. And they're talking about moving their U.S. headquarters to Pennsylvania. So, excuse me, U.S. You know, the U.S. gains more. I guess U.S. Steel has something like 20,000 manufacturing jobs less. In a good month, this country creates more than 20,000 manufacturing jobs. So it's not like this is going to kill the manufacturing sector, even if it were to shut down. But it's not going to shut down. This is going to keep it from shutting down. And I think it's a good thing. In terms of national security, of course, which a lot of people are screaming and yelling about, politicians, Japan has been a strong ally for 60 years. Japan's tariffs are lower than ours. We sell Japan 90% of its defense procurement spending. Yeah. So, we give them high-tech jets. We give them the F-35 or whatever it is. You know, so there's no national security issue here. I think an antitrust review by DOJ that ends in trying to block this deal will be based on not on economics, but just, raw politics.
But it seems like that's baked in the cake already, though, Robert, right? I mean, you alluded to political concerns. This is the Biden administration and the Biden Justice Department, and it seems likely that a decision already has been reached before an investigation or a look at it even as begun.
Well, the President Biden said he was opposed to it. So I guess people behind their desks at DOJ are going, oh, he's opposed to it. So I guess we know where this is going to come out.
Yeah. I did want to ask you about this. We went through the pandemic where we talked about supply chains and where things are coming from. It is important that this is a Japanese company. It's not a Chinese company. And our relations with Japan are largely very good. That difference, can you talk to between if this were a Chinese company, perhaps, that were coming in to buy U.S. steel, and in fact, it's a Japanese company, does that make a difference in your mind?
Yes. Frankly, I think we should be disinvesting or divesting from China now. We should be moving our production of things out of China, particularly critical supplies of things. In general, my concern is less about a foreign investment. And, you know, the Japanese, for example, Chinese, Russians, they buy office buildings mm-hmm. in New York and elsewhere. Well, what are they going to do? Take them down, move them back to, you know, the home country? What are they going to do with a steel mill? We still have the assets here.
Yeah.
We still have the capability here. Now, it could be degraded, but in the case of Nippon and U.S. Steel, they're not talking about degrading anything. They're talking about making it better, and I think that's a good thing. But, yes, we should not be letting China buy, American companies.
Robert H. Bork, Jr., president of the Antitrust Education Project. You can find more online at antitrusteducationproject.org. Robert, thanks so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Friday edition of The Steve Gruber Show.